With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo, my goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Good evening. You're listening to a live broadcast of Things I'll Keep. Broadcasting, like I said, live on this lovely Thursday evening from Laura Carruthers Hall, Queen's University campus, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. That's all in Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee Territory, Turtle Island. I'm DJ Fleshwad. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. And about the next 2 months, I am heading down to Guelph. I have yet to beg CFRU to let me on their airwaves. So I'm going to treat this last 2 months like it might be my last. I hope going to have a lot of fun, get on the air as much as I can. I don't know whether I'll be at Analog Island tomorrow night or not. If I am, well, I won't be here. I'm going to speak more about this music festival going on this weekend on Wolf Island. More. But for now, let's get started with some music. Today's theme, which might not always be adhered to, you know, especially when it comes to new music, but most of the time, it's chill music, it's summery music. Maybe not always chill summery music, but you know, it's all good. Okay, so a couple things about this set. Devontae Hines was known as Lightspeed Champion, and then Lightspeed Champion, and then Blood Orange. Has a new track out called The Field. I think it's really good. And what it reminded me most of when they reworked Sunset Village, a Beverly Glenn Copeland track. So I'm going to play another selection from that remix album. It's Ever New, reworked by Bon Iver and Flock of Dimes. And then, so I'm going to play this Ever New rework. And I'm going to play that brand new Devontae Hines, Blood Orange. I'm going to stick some Richard Dawson in there. Maybe even do that first. Maybe even do that second. Polytunnel, a song about gardening. I hope you're gardening. And then I'm gonna follow things off with something from this new Caroline album. I know I'm playing it a lot, but I'm not seeing it on any summer or, like, you know, midway year lists. I think people are really sleeping on it, so I will keep playing it. This one's called Coldplay Cover, or the last song of the set is called Coldplay Cover. It's not a Coldplay cover. It's a really good song. All right, let's check it out. CFRC 101.9 FM. Thank you so much for tuning in.
out the gate and up the lane. The allotment is calling again. I'm that Nelly every day. It's my happy place. And when I'm on my hands and knees, ears filled with crow speak and buzzing bumblebees, the nasturtiums sway and worry slips away. Pulling up the turnips, thinning down the carrots and leeks, tying on the sweet peas, pruning back the branches of the pear tree, mucking out the chickens, repairing a puncture in the It's Karen who was always the green-fingered one. I don't really know what I am doing. Would you like another cup? Could you manage a slice of toast or a little bit of soup, my flower? Out the gate and up the lane, the allotment is calling again.
I got me $250 for it.
I'm a bouncer in a kitty bar building. If she wants to fight with me, all she's got to do is come down to the club and start some shit. That would be a fight. I know we haven't spoken in some time. And the last time we spoke was the most pleasant.
Thank you.
That woman deserves her revenge.
Hey, welcome back. That was Caroline. And yes, R.I.P. Michael Madsen. Underappreciated, you know, big character, didn't star in a lot of movies. Kind of like Harvey Keitel. You know, always fond of seeing him on screen. And sad to hear that he's passed away at the young age of 67. It's really too bad. R.I.P. Michael Madsen. On that cheery note, you know, I do. This is a little sort of a country-ish set kind of working its way up. Yeah, there's a bit of a downer music in here, you know. Tear in Your Beer is a country trope. So, Tears in Our Beer for Michael Madsen this evening. I think he would approve of that. And Alex G is coming up with another album, Headlights. And he is leaning into the country folk thing. I think the accordion really does make this song. That gives you some idea. And then Whitney Kay of Toronto. I haven't heard of this person before, but Rosie is the name of this track here. And I'm going to stick at least one other song in this set. Maybe even two. See how it goes. All right, CFRC 101.9 FM. Here is some new Alex G. CFRC 101.9 FM.
I find it hard to catch my breath. It takes up all my time. There's a portrait of an older woman I'd love to hide behind. She had sheep drawn for her, so she had them finally. And her sleep looked over by a man she spent her life loving. Still I see you outside in the light of noon, and I part in the curtains looking after you.
missing the mark completely. In a bathroom, an old Genova, writing this down.
Thank you. The AMS Food Bank provides confidential and non-judgmental food options to members of the Queens community in the most comfortable environment possible. The Food Bank helps to ensure that Queens students can be healthy and productive as they pursue academic achievement and alleviates poverty amongst Queens community members. We are open Monday to Friday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in room 105 of the Rideau Building. For entry into the Food Bank, we ask to see the sticker on the back of your student card to ensure you are a valid student. We have an amazing team of volunteers to welcome you and answer any questions you may have. To donate, you can e-transfer controller at ams.queensu.ca with the subject line AMS Food Bank Donation, or bring non-perishables to our location during the service hours. Also check out the Pay What You Can Peach Market, providing equal access changing hunger, in the new medical building for fresh soup and entrees on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. For any questions, please reach out to foodbank@ams.queensu.ca.
CFRC 101.9 FM is so thrilled to announce the launch of our brand new accessible website at cfrc.ca. Get your local news, stream your favorite shows, and stay up to date with upcoming events. You can share news tips, book a recording studio, request a PSA for airplay, and oh so much more. CFRC.ca was made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada and our amazing funding drive donors. Thank you so much.
Hey Kingston families, looking for an unforgettable summer adventure for your kids? Look no further than Assas Camps right on Queen's University campus. Assas Camps offers English and French programming for children ages 4 to 12. Campers participate in crafts, games, experiments, field trips, and activities with special weekly guests. Assas staff ensures a safe, packed summer with memories that'll last a lifetime. Spots are filling up fast, so register now at assascamps.ca. KPP Concerts has a stacked lineup of all-ages concerts happening at the Broom Factory through this summer into early fall. On June 27th, check out Housewife, followed by Friday's Child at the Broom Factory on July 11th. Then on August 10th, enjoy music from hip-hop artist Matt Mack, followed later by The Dirty Nil on September 19th. Then on September 26th, it's Petite Belle Yvonne and neo-grunge icons The Bridge City Sinners coming to town on September 27th. And then Yukon Blonde gets us into the fall spirit on September 28th. All shows are all ages at the Broom Factory and co-presented by CFRC 101.9 FM. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Ari, on the end of that set, that Whitney K song, much to his credit, sounded to me, reminded me of Silver Jews in some ways, and so I went ahead, played People from American Water, and then, oh, I had to stick some Pavement on there, hearing Steve Malkmus, his voice on that Silver Juice track. So played a classic B-side, if there is such a thing. Of course there is. Front Words, great track. Okay, cool. And yeah, if you want to hear some live music this weekend, a whole bunch of it, and some DJs, some live DJing by the looks of it, including, I gotta say, my favorite DJ. Sorry to all the other DJs out there. Shout out to Laura Kelly. I think she's the best DJ, and she's on the bill Friday night. So go check it out. It's $30 for a day pass, $60 for a 3-day pass. HotelWolfIsland.com. Not Wolf Island Hotel. No. Hotel Wolf Island. It's very sophisticated. HotelWolfIsland.com. Has all the details there. I think you can even buy advanced tickets. My old bandmate, Liam Cole, is also there on Friday. On Sunday, Sandro Perry, Theo Vanderhoff, and Strip Lacquer on Saturday. And it's like all in the evenings. So, you know, it's not the biggest time commitment in the whole world. I think you should check it out and a chance to check out beautiful Wolf Island at the same time. All right, enough of me yapping. Here is New Sorry, one of my favorite British bands making new music right now. Jive is the name of this track. I will say, I didn't absolutely love it the first time around, but it's really grown upon me. Then after that, some classic Wares, I think with some great summer emo energy, What You Want. And then Gloin, picking it up a bit with Body in the Outdoors. I don't know if I'm going to stick some more in that or not. We shall see very soon on CFRC 101.9 FM. New story.
Are looking at you like you're a piece of pie. The band is playing at you and the cars are passing by. You're just a fly on the wall. Maybe that's what happens when you're just not in We'll be right back.
places. I've got people. I have patience, but I